As we journey in this season of Lent, our focus has been on spiritual growth and the different aspects of our faith life that when we put our time and energy into them, that we can grow in our relationship with God. So we started with talking about faith and growing in our faith. We talked about growing in our prayer life. We talked about growing in our service to others. Today, if you haven't picked up, our theme is generosity. How can we grow in our giving of ourselves, our time, our possessions, and our money away? How can being more generous with what we've been given allow us to grow closer to God? Really, this starts with a mindset of abundance. The tagline from the gospel we just heard comes from Jesus, where he gives, I think, a vision for what living life in relationship with God is about. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. God's vision for your life is abundance, an abundance of blessing, an abundance of God's presence, an abundance of love and grace. It's not about accumulating stuff or money. It's really about learning to receive and then being a blessing to others. This mentality of abundance is not the way of the world. Mentality of scarcity is how the world tends to think. And in John 10, Jesus sort of contrasts this idea of the shepherd, the good shepherd, or he says, I am the gate, and the sheep come in and they go out, they find pasture, there's freedom and liberation. The sheep don't ever have to worry because the shepherd is there to protect them. It's sort of a vision, for, at least for sheep, of abundance. But he contrasts that with the thieves and the bandits who break in, they steal, they destroy, and they kill. A mentality of scarcity starts with this idea, this mistaken idea, that there's only a finite amount of stuff. And the stuff that you have can and will be taken from you by someone else. And so your job for the stuff that you've been given is to hold it tightly and to never let it go. That is kind of the way our world thinks about possessions and money, a mentality of scarcity. And so when we have this mentality of scarcity, it's very hard to be generous. It's also very, very hard not to be anxious all the time, not to be filled with worry about our stuff, about our money. Jesus gives an alternative vision of life, which says everything that you have, everything, is a gift. God has given you who you are and what you have. None of it belongs to you. It's all a gift. And what you have been given, you have the invitation to be a good steward of, to use what you've been given wisely, to take care of yourself, yes, but also to become a blessing. And so generosity, a practice of giving ourselves away, allows us to live into God's abundant vision for our life. The sheep come in, they go out, they find pasture, they have a sense of security because they know that somehow the shepherd is going to lead them where there is life, where there is green pastures. And we know the Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters. My cup overflows. God's abundance is a much more faithful vision of human life. It's life-giving, it's liberating, and frankly, it's true. The mentality of scarcity is a lie. A lie that keeps us in the rat race of life, never feeling content, always striving for more, and we succumb to a kind of an exploitative scheme where we're always taking and giving and looking for advantage. Now, Paul knew about generosity. Our first reading was from 2 Corinthians, and Paul is writing to the Corinthian church that he knows well, and he's encouraging them to become more generous. Paul is taking a collection from the churches that he helped establish, a financial contribution from all of the churches to go to Jerusalem. The church in Jerusalem was one that was in poverty, but it was also where the church, of course, started, and Paul, throughout his ministry, would make trips back and forth. And so he's bringing a collection, and he's encouraging the Corinthians to be generous. Now, the Bible talks about giving of money more than almost any other topic. Now, why do you suppose that is? Because giving is hard. Being generous is a challenge. If it was easy, there'd be like one verse and would say, be generous to other people. And we go, oh, yeah, I got it. Check. Like, there are not that many commandments about not murdering. Think about it. Hopefully that one's easy, right? If you saw a bunch of commandments up and down the scriptures that said don't murder, and it was like, don't murder, whatever you do, don't murder, you'd be like, oh my gosh, people want to murder each other a lot. Well, the reason about generosity and avoiding greed is it's such a human tendency to succumb to this mentality of scarcity. And so Jesus commands over and over and over how to be generous, how to avoid greed, how to avoid making money into an idol. So generosity and living into abundance is the antidote for greed, but it also allows us to rely more and more on God. And so the church in Macedonia that Paul talks about, it's an amazing thing. There's these two contrasting things. In a severe ordeal of affliction and overwhelming joy, the Macedonians gave out of their poverty with overwhelming joy to be part of this collection Paul was doing. And Paul says, see your brothers and sisters in Macedonia? They understand God's abundance. And even if they don't have anything, they're giving what they can and even more. And isn't that an inspiration to you stingy Corinthians? Now, this may be manipulation a little, or just another word is encouragement. An encouragement to grow. But some, in that case, the Macedonians really do understand God's generosity, God's abundance, and that they can give over and above. And the Corinthians have that room to grow. Now, I understand this for my own life because, as Luther said, the last place of Christian conversion is the wallet. We may be great at prayer, reading the word. We may be great at serving others and coming to worship and supporting each other, but some of us really do struggle with giving and being more and more generous with our time, with our talent, and with our treasure. I remember as a young pastor, I went to a conference, and it was for new pastors, and they had speakers who would talk about various aspects of ministry and church life. And this very seasoned pastor, she said to all of us, if you're the pastor of the church, you can't not talk about stewardship and giving unless you tithe, unless you give 10%. And immediately I knew she was right, and immediately I knew, oops, I had not discovered this. I needed to learn this. And sometimes there are spiritual practices that even before they make sense in our head, we have to actually practice them. We behave our way to new belief. And so I knew she was right, and I set my mind up that I was going to become a tither. And it didn't happen overnight, but I started giving by percentage. And it went up from 3% to 5%, and after a couple of years, I got to 10%. And guess what happened? I learned how to manage my money. It's amazing that people with college degrees and graduate degrees don't know how to manage their money. I didn't. I made very poor decisions. But by forcing myself to be generous with what I had, all of a sudden I had to make decisions on how I spent the rest of it. God only asked for 10. You got 90 to work with. And so I started to make this crazy thing called a budget. And I started to think strategically about short term, let's get rid of some of this debt, let's get rid of long term, the student loans, and all of those things. And what's amazing to me is over time, not only was I able to maintain that giving, and I don't use myself as like somehow I'm perfect, just that for me, I learned more and more that even as I gave myself away, I never went hungry. I was able to do everything that I wanted to do. And Kelly and I made this commitment to each other that we were going to give and tithe. And we were able to actually put Jasmine through college, Kelly through seminary, and me through my doctoral program without any debt. Now, that was a miracle. All while giving generously above and beyond. And I can tell you that that formed my faith in a way that other things hadn't. I learned to trust in God's amazing abundance and that there was never an end to what God would do to bless me. This invitation to a life of generosity is one that is lifelong. It's not something we just do one day and have it all figured out, wherever you might be on that journey. But what happens also when we learn to live a generous life is we start seeing the impact that we can make. And so I caught this news story a couple weeks ago about a woman named Ruth Gotsman, who is from New York City. Her husband died. She's 93 years old. Her husband worked on Wall Street and did very, very well. And she decided to give $1 billion to the Albert Einstein Medical College in New York City, in the Bronx, which is in the poorest section of New York City. And she gave them $1 billion, and I want to show the video because it's really awesome.
I'm happy to share with you that starting in August this year, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine will be tuition-free.
The average amount of debt that a physician racks up these days is $200,000. This gift allows every student forever at that medical school to not have to pay tuition, to not have to incur debt. That's an amazing gift of generosity and an impact that will allow some of those doctors and nurses and other medical workers to go to places that make an impact. If you don't have debt, then maybe you can go serve in underprivileged or underserved communities because you don't have that medical debt you have to service. And think about how that reverberates throughout the world. Now, I don't know if anyone here has $1 billion that you can give away. And that's really not the point. The point is, what will you do with what you've been given? If we start with the understanding that it's all a gift from God, and how we use it is a reflection of our faith. What will you do with what you've been given? And in the course of giving yourself away, you will grow closer to God. And in the course of being generous, you can make an impact in your world. You can make an impact on how you give your time to your friends, to your loved one, to your community. You can make an impact with how you give your talent, whether that's through volunteering or serving in some other way. And you can make an impact with where you give your treasure, the things that you love and support. And in church, we use that to build up the kingdom, to build up God's vision of abundance, of love and grace and mercy. Everything you have is a gift. God will never stop giving to you. May we give with generous and glad hearts. Amen.